Turkey's government defeated a coup attempt by a faction within its military last night. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan appeared to have regained control of the country early this morning. He vowed those responsible would pay a, quote, heavy price. Soner Çaptay is the director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, and he joins us now via Skype. Soner, welcome to the program.
It's always a pleasure.
Let me ask you who might have been behind the coup and what they wanted.
It appears that this is a divided military in action, which goes against everything we know about the Turkish military, which in the past, when it carried out coups, and that was only decades and decades ago, it acted as a hierarchical institution, top down. This time, you're seeing splits in the military. Some generals and groups and parts of some forces were involved and some forces were not involved. And I think this is an incredibly worrisome sign for a country which has a universal conscript-based military, which is now appears to be splitting, perhaps along ideological or political lines, in which some people are taking action against the government in an illegal fashion and others are not. And I think that has ramifications not only for Turkey's democracy, but for what has been hitherto the most respected public institution in the country, the military, which is going to see its respectability skyfall following this incident, as well as a country that faces so many challenges next door is going to see how its military's standing in the country also come under criticism.
Why do you think that this thing failed?
First of all, it was a poorly executed coup, as we saw it. The military generals who were involved in it, I think, thought they lived in 1980s. They captured state-run TV, read a declaration. The president of the country went on FaceTime on his iPhone, did an interview, sent it out to the people, called them to come onto the streets. And it was the victory of the digital age and social media over what could have been an analog coup had it succeeded. Someone just thought that getting access to public TV and reading a declaration there that they had taken over power would have sufficed. So definitely an ill-conceived, ill-executed plot that was destined to fail from the beginning.
Do you agree with what the government is saying, that this was a victory for democracy? Is that how you see it?
Well, I have a little bit more nuanced view of that. I think it's definitely a victory for democracy because nobody wants a military takeover. But a victory for democracy going forward, I am less certain about that. For one thing, ironically, I believe, if the military had won, of course, Turkey would have become an oppressive place, and we don't want that. But because the government won doesn't mean it will become a more free, more liberal place. I think the contrary, that even though the government has won, Turkey will unfortunately become less free, less democratic. This is a government whose leader, President Erdogan, has won successive elections on a platform of, yes, economic good governance, but also social conservatism and demonizing groups that don't vote for him, and to the point of encouraging violence against them. So Erdogan has built successive electoral majorities by going against groups that do not vote for him, and I think that has created a very polarized political environment.
Soner Çaptay, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
Mr. Çaptay is the director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.